The inauguration was something, wasn't it? People are saying that Elon Musk gave a Nazi salute. So now the debate is Elon Musk a Nazi or is Elon Musk autistic? Can't he be both? There's a lot of crossover, isn't there? They all love trains. Elon Musk is, he's not a Nazi. I mean, he's a genius. He's a genius. And what you've got to remember is, my friend Neil Brennan pointed this out to me. I recommend his comedy special, excellent. But he pointed out, being a genius comes with some baggage, right? Being a genius comes with a little Salt Bay pinch of fucking crazy. And he's got a bit of that going on. But I've met Elon, he's not a fucking Nazi. And he can take a fucking joke. I'll prove it. I'll put this on X. We won't have a problem. Got a lesbian in? Hello. How are you? What's your name?
Tilly.
Tilly. Hi, Tilly. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah? Good. Thanks for coming to the show. Very much appreciate it. I know comedy's not your thing. What do you do, Tilly?
Student.
No, I meant sexually. Are you wearing the strap on or... No, good. I don't approve of them. You made a decision. You go your own way. Can't be nicking our body parts. It's cultural appropriation.
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage. What are my thoughts on the minimum wage? It's quite a serious question. I'm not used to dealing with serious. I think there's second order consequences. It sounds like a very good idea, a minimum wage, but it isn't necessarily, because what it does is it affects people from taking sort of part-time shitty work, and sometimes you need to. So it's there to protect people, but I think it's good for full-time employment, but part-time, I don't know. I think it should be high if you're going to have one, but then you have to guarantee work for people, right? So, it's tough.
It is a Thursday night.
It's a fucking great question. No, it's a good question. I don't know, what is it at the moment? It's like 12 quid an hour or something, 15 quid an hour? Yeah, they've got to, what they've got to do, right? The government has to take away the massive fucking hidden tax, which is inflation. Inflation is robbing you fucking blind, and they're doing it because they're quantitative easing, printing money, because they can't fucking manage anything. I'm not a huge fan of this Keir Starmer guy. Every time I see Keir Starmer, I think, well, somewhere in the Midlands, there's an Asda missing a manager. Right? And look, it's not... This isn't a political debate. I've got no problem with whatever your politics are. Good luck to you. But they're all a bunch of cunts. Some are bigger cunts than others. The Tories, God love them, are cunts and they know they're cunts. But some of you will have voted Labour and then they took away the winter fuel allowance from pensioners. That's a cunt's cunt. That's an ocean-going, copper-bottomed, fucking sterling silver cunt. That's...
CEO shooting.
What, sorry?
He shot the CEO.
They shot the CEO. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. I don't think that's controversial. The guy was running the company that ran the health insurance thing, and then the guy shot him. Yeah. There's a little... Fuck him. Whoa. No. Because we've got a little something here. You'll be interested in this. We've got a little thing going. You could be part of it. We've got a little thing called society. And I know you want to live in the fucking Thunderdome. It's such a fucking short money idea. Oh, that guy's greedy. We should shoot him. We shouldn't have private companies where people make a fortune. No, we shouldn't. Let's try the other system that isn't capitalism. I've got great news. They tried it. See Mao and Stalin for details. strikes me as bizarre. We learned one lesson in 100 years, which is fascism is wrong, and no one learned the other lesson, which is communism is also fucking wrong. People are walking around the city in fucking I Love Chairman Mao t-shirts. Cunts. What, sorry? I don't know what he said there, but he said it loud. I like you. What are you saying?
Your opinion on AI.
I'm a pedo on AI.
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 My opinion. It's you've got quite a strong accent, sir, and it did sound a lot like you said, you're a pedo on AI. I thought, I don't even know what that means. All right, I'll say one more serious thing and then I'll get back to the joke. So my opinion on AI is, if you listed me the attributes of God, right, you would say he's omnipotent and he's all-knowing and he's all-powerful and he lives in a cloud and he can make miracles happen, right? Those are the attributes of a deity, of a God. And I think we were not made in God's image. But I think we so wanted there to be a God that we built one in our image. That's what I think about AI.
Absolutely.
Dick jokes. China. What do I think about China? I'll give you a short, boring answer. Demographics are destiny. I think they fall off a cliff in 10 years. They're fucked. Think about it. No one's got a fucking cousin. You have a one-child policy for 50 years, no cunt's got a cousin. That's a population on decline. It's not like they just don't have the workers, they don't have the consumers. They're unbelievably fucked. They are. And then they can't, they think they're going to invade Taiwan. Fucking good luck. Bring it, you can't. Okay, they can't invade because if we blockade China, hundreds of millions die almost like within 6 months. Because although they're independent in terms of the amount of food they grow, they don't have any fertilizer. They need to get all the fertilizer in by ships. So they're fucked in no time. I've got quite an easy life, so I read a lot during the day. Would I do Celebrity Jungle? If they got their money right. I don't think I would, no. I don't think it's for me. I mean, that's not without thinking either. My mate Danny Baker went on there. And I went, I don't fancy it, Danny. And he went, well, it's the biggest show on fucking TV. Not good enough for you. And it's a very good point. It's not an ego thing. It's just I'd be no good at it. I'd be saying boring shit about China all day. And people out in the deck would be going, where's the dick jokes? Tell us about her flippity-flappity-fanny. Hi, Jimmy. I'm with my mum. She got me the tickets for my 16th birthday last Tuesday. Embarrass her for me. Nice one. Who got these tickets for their 16th birthday? Where are you? Hi. What's your name, my friend?
Alex.
Alex. What's your plan for life? What are you going to do, Alex? What's that?
Musical theatre.
Musical theatre? That, Alex, is a lovely way to tell your dad. Yes. I'm thinking about studying musical theatre. It's all right, son, we know. What's your favourite musical? What do you like?
Hamilton.
Great first half. Second half, they just do the fucking admin. Have you seen The Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
It's fucking remarkable. That it's just so fucking funny, but also the tunes, come on. I quite like musical theatre.
Okay.
I just did that and said, I quite like musical theatre.
Yeah.
And what about your mum? Where's your mum? Hi, mum.
Hiya.
Why are you not sitting together? What's going on here? Don't be ashamed of him because he's gay. Nothing the matter with that. What, mum? What do you do, mum?
I work for Vodafone.
You work for Vodafone?
Sorry.
Are you in customer service? Because you've got a very... It's a good sorry. Sorry. Although, really, do you work for customer service? I've always thought that's a bizarre thing, that, like, Vodafone have got customer service. Someone calls you up and they go, oh, there's a problem with my phone. And you go, no, it seems fine. It's that fucking easy, isn't it? Hi, Jimmy. Please say hi to Andy, who dislocated his shoulder picking up our son's bike. What a dickhead. Hang on, there's more. 3 weeks ago, I dislocated my shoulder, Jimmy. Please tell my wife a hand job won't kill her. Where are you, mate? Where are you? Hi. Madam, what's your name, madam? I don't know if you'll recall, earlier in the show, I gave you, gifted you, if you will, the secret to the perfect hand job. Give him a gob job. Good luck. I hope the shoulder feels better. If you fanny fart during sex with a new partner, do you own it or ignore it? Asking for a friend. Love, Matilda, age 50. Where's Matilda? Hi. Are you quite queefy? Okay. What are my thoughts? You're not a fridge, you're a human being. Fridge doesn't fart when you take the meat out. But you do. And that's fine. I wouldn't fucking worry about it, you'd be all right. Also, the guys you're fucking are probably a little bit older than you, aren't they? Probably can't fucking hear it. They just think, is there a draft in here? You might want to mention it, maybe a playful pull my finger. What's your name, girl that's 21?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. What are you doing with your life? What do you do, Chelsea?
I just got a new job.
You just got a new job. What's the new job?
Accountancy.
A cleaner doing accountancy. I'm listening. Oh, this is a mess. We could make it all go away. Well done you, Chelsea. Well, good luck. I miss my accountant. I visit occasionally. You can only go on a Thursday and you've got to talk on a phone through the glass. What, sorry? Do I miss my tax man? Do you remember the joke I just made? Are you not here for that? Have you just walked in and gone, what? What's happening?
What's the best advice in life?
What's the best advice in life? Genuinely, two words. Prioritise later. Or the whole self-help section of the bookshop is those two words. Prioritise later. Hard choices now, easy life later.
No problem.
Do a flip!
Do a flip? Are you broken? You're looking at me thinking, ah. Oh. It's good and that's funny, but there's been no stunts. Fucking idiot. sometimes I have to pinch myself. Sometimes you just sort of think, oh, what a job. No one else at work gets to call a fucking idiot a fucking idiot. We've lost that in our culture.
Why are you still wearing your head boy uniform?
Why am I still wearing my head boy uniform? Yeah, yeah. Sort of simmer down, everyone. That's a fucking detention for her. She's got to stay behind afterwards to give me head. Say my dad can't get it up. It's all right, a lot of us are fucking your mum. I won't worry. What, sorry?
Mummy's ugly.
His mum is ugly. I would imagine, yeah. If genetics are anything to go by, yeah, his mum is probably quite a plain woman. Also, you're ugly. So, well, I don't want to give you a hard time, mate, but you're what dimmer switches were invented for. I imagine, and don't think I'm a mind reader here, but I imagine your missus likes it from behind, right? I'll just face this way, do what you have to. Please say hi to Brenda, who recently turned 90 years old and is here tonight with her granddaughter and great-grandsons. Where's Brenda? Where are you, Brenda? She's up here. Hi, Brenda. Oh, and how old are you, Brenda? Let's double check. Are you 90? Oh, not long now, eh? You should be sat round right down the front, Brenda. You should have walked towards the light. And your granddaughter and great-grandsons. All right, well, where are the great-grandsons? Hi, Brenda. They're probably on prime location. Checking out property values in Brenda's street. Brenda, you know that they're going to have a surprise party for you. What? It's going to start off as a funeral, but no one's going to be upset. What? My dad's cancer came back when we saw you in July at Dudley, and you said you didn't do refunds if you didn't make it tonight. Well, another tumour came, and as a result, after another op, he had to shit into a bag. Well, he made it, he's here, and my dad would just like to say, Jimmy, you can stick your refund up your ass. Where are you, sir? Where is he? Hi. I can stick the refund up my ass. Just as well. We can't stick anything up your ass. I'm fucking thrilled you made it, sir. Round of applause. I hope you enjoyed the show. Well, thanks so much for coming out. I really do appreciate it. Now. I don't know how things are going health-wise. It's great to have you here. But you get news like that and every day's a fucking bonus. Do you want me to hook it up and you can fuck Brenda? There's a good chance that's the last thing you'll ever do. He's up for it. Imagine, I mean, you're not a young man, are you? Imagine it's fucking dust now, isn't it? Poof. Thrilled you're here. All right, what else we got? What, sorry?
Fat mums.
I'm not going to make jokes about your love. You seem fine.
What's the best life advice you've got?
Any jokes about gingers? Are you ginger? Shh. Go on. Where's the ginger lady? Should we turn up the lights and give her skin cancer? Come on, let's. What? Come on. She gets skin cancer from a fucking crescent moon. Factor 50 just to check her iPhone. Just to wear a fucking balaclava to look in the fridge. Like an X-ray of a normal girl. Yeah, I've got a few, yeah. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny, and because I laugh funny. Come and see me. Go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets. Go and buy some tickets.